Hello, and welcome to Romance Writers Therapy. This is Marty V, and it is just me today. It's going to be a super quick little chat with me. Kate and I both have had some life happen in the past couple weeks, and so I wanted to just kind of talk about that a bit, about how, like, all your best laid plans can be interrupted. So my household has had illness after illness and, like, personal stuff happening. And it has put my writing on pause. I have an anthology coming out on December 9th, and it has put my marketing on pause. And, like, there's a level of being really, what is the word? I wouldn't say, like, I'm not upset with myself. Like, I definitely am very okay with the fact that, like, you can't do everything. Like, there has to be a pause somewhere in your life. And as much as I wish it wasn't writing, it had to be this time. And so I'm stepping back into it, and it's hard to get back into the flow. I have been writing in my Truth or Dare sequel, and man, this book is challenging me in ways that, like, she is just putting up some struggle. But so I'm working on getting Never Has She Ever drafted. I'm back to putting stuff on social media to promote my anthology, which is a New Year's Eve anthology. And if you don't know, New Year's Eve is the sexiest holiday. So I'm very excited about that. It's all set in the same resort. I'm not going to say, I'm going to try to say its name, but it's a French name, and so I'm concerned I'm going to butcher the accent, but it's New Year's at Hotel de Mor, and it has Louisa and Sean in it. This is the most incoherent thing. Apparently you, like, give me a microphone and tell me alone time, and I'm like, here are all of my thoughts in real life order. But it is it's all set on New Year's Eve at the same resort, and we each wrote our stories, and so they're all, like, timeline overlapping a bit. Mine is with Sean and Louisa, and it is essentially an epilogue to my Love and Embezzlement series, but I was really careful not to give any spoilers. But I absolutely loved their chemistry. They were so fun to write. And then when you get to the end of the short story, there's a link to a steamy scene that is very steamy. I have to say that one was like, what is happening? Oh my God, my brain. So it's a good one. But yeah, so I'm getting back into doing some marketing and pushing that like I'm supposed to be. And it's just kind of the struggle of getting back into the swing of things. Like, this morning, my son and I are still getting over our illness, and he wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, I'm just going to get him back in bed. And so I lay down with him, and then it's 9:30 in the morning, and I have slept until 9:30 in the morning. Do you know how late that is for me? I'm normally up at 4:30. Anyway, I needed the DD nap. So today is like I'm hours behind and trying to catch up. And that's a bit of a thing. But yeah, so I would like to take these 5 minutes and just tell you, like, it's okay. If you're feeling behind, that's okay. That's all just internal exterior pressure. You know, we all have our deadlines and we have our ways of making ourselves hit them. But just try to be kind to yourself, to try to be kind to your mind. Let yourself rest when you need to rest, because this is a very mentally straining activity, writing and promoting and all of that. And you deserve grace. And so this is just your little 5-minute break to let you know, like, hey, it's okay. We will have a real episode for you next week. But like I said, sometimes something's got to give. And this was one of those times. We hope you are having a wonderful day. We hope your writing is going better for you than it is for me. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at martyv@martyv.com. And you can find Just Fake Married, which is doing really well. I'm so proud of my sweet little book. Just Fake Married is available on Kindle Unlimited. I will have my physical copy available soon. And then, what else, babes? What else? What do I normally tell you? Oh, right. You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Twitter being what it is. I don't know. Have you opened that app recently? I don't know if I have. At Marty V Author. And then what else? You can find Kate Pryor at By Kate Pryor on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. She's also on that you know, newfangled thing, Mastodon. At Mastodon, which I still haven't checked out, even though Kate was a total doll and sent me a link to it, but I still haven't looked at it. Her book, Orc in the Office. Holy cannoli, everybody celebrate Kate. Okay, she has been nominated for like best romance, indie, or best monster romance in the Indie Book Awards. I'll find the actual link so you can see how awesome she is. Because she's a bomb, man. She's so great. Okay. Very excited. I got very excited. But yeah. So, friends, we hope you're having a lovely day. We hope that your writing is going better than mine is, at least. I don't know how Kate's doing. We haven't been able to talk in a couple weeks. Because, again, sickness in life. Holy smokes. She came at us hard. And we're getting back into the swing of it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and coming back week after week. Like, rate, subscribe, follow your heart, tell a friend. You're super cute and we love you. Okay, bye.